Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
All right. If you listen to my conversation with C's on Seize the World on Tuesday, I think, the second day that we've been broadcasting, we brought the story about this exciting new development and haven't had an opportunity to discuss it right here on Kaya Biz. And that is the fact that as of this month, if you are purchasing bread from Pick and Pay and happen to be an FNB Easy Pay You, I think it is, customer, you can purchase your bread once a week at 99 cents. It is an extraordinary amount of reprieve and the project that's been in the making for quite some time, brought to you by FNB, and it is part of the eBucks program. And so in order for us to understand a little bit more about how you qualify, how to ensure you get this 99 cent savings, and of course where to pick it up, Zamabomvu Ngubane is joining me now, who is the head of eBucks Rewards. Zamabomvu, thank you so much for joining us on Kaya Biz. How are you?
I'm well, thanks. Thanks for having me.
Of course. So this has initially been put to work through a voucher system that eBucks has seen through. Tell us how it's been working so that people who are on it now know if they are the same ones that need to move on to the 99 cents.
Yes. So initially we had the voucher system effective in the 1st of July when we launched the new program, and their same requirements. Customers just had to swipe at our partners, and then we allocated a 15 Rand voucher where they could start spending. We saw a lot of traction with that. But currently now we've introduced the 99 cents. We had introduced the voucher system as an interim solution to cater for customers while we were solutioning on our side for this 99 cents.
Zamabomvu, please just be specific. What do I swipe for the 15 Rand? What have I been swiping thus far?
Oh, okay. So there's... The new proposition is very much available to our entry segment, and our entry segment is made up of our easy pay as you earn customer base and our easy bundle customer base. So those are the two accounts. So if you have a debit card, which is an easy pay you or an easy bundle debit card, you swipe that card, and then during that week, we will allocate you a voucher, and that voucher enables you to go and buy a loaf of bread for 99 cents.
Excellent. So this, I don't really have to do much at this point. If I'm an Easy Pay You or an Easy Bundle customer, I don't have to go and sign up somewhere, download an app. It's just at a Pick and Pay. When I'm at the pay till, I swipe, or can I do it before I even go do my groceries?
Well, so you at a Pick and Pay store, you swipe, and then once the allocation runs, you'll get your voucher allocated to you. And once you have your voucher, you can then utilize your voucher at any Pick and Pay nationally. There's nothing else required. This is just a pure financial inclusion, a value proposition for us to support our customers in order for them to meet their daily needs.
Beautiful. Now tell me something, Zamabomvu, just what was some of the impetus and why bread, why 99 cents, and how are you able to subsidize it all the way to 99 cents?
And so as FNB and eBucks, we are always consistently looking for ways to try and enhance our customers' lifestyle through our banking practices and banking behaviors. Right now, the value proposition is fully subsidized by FNB because the customers that we are offering this value proposition to, it's a 5 Rand and a 6 Rand 90 account. So there's really nothing on our side that we are benefiting. It's a help initiative that we are driving, assisting customers to educate about the importance of swiping and not withdrawing cash and how that can help you save and drive financial inclusion as well. Because if you look at how we as banks would assess how someone would qualify for something, the identity used there will be a credit status, how you're managing your account. But if you just withdraw cash all the time, it's really hard to assess some of those things. So it's to help customers really build their profiles as well and understand financial inclusion and money management, because those are our key principles as a bank.
That's so excellent. You know, the idea of inclusion, there's so many outlets at the moment that have actually moved towards non-cash tender, right?
Yes.
Which it becomes an exclusion, as you rightly say, of a huge proportion of, yes, of South African consumers. We're actually going to be having a conversation tomorrow with the head of the National Payment System, Tim Masella, from the South African Reserve Bank, specifically, yes, about a survey that they've done, which has found how cash dependent the South African economy actually is. And yes, so what you're doing in terms of drawing people in, you're so right. Often they say you're better off having bad credit than no credit history, in order for people to assess whether or not they can give you an account. So building this, paper trail, so to speak, or digital trail of transactions is really helpful for the day that that person who's an Easy Pay You or an Easy Bundle customer heads back into F&B and says, may I have a loan? And they say, actually, you look like, you know, from a transactions perspective, we've got an eye on you.
Yes, and also just basic money management principles. Look at some of the tools we've enabled for this particular segment as well. Money Coach, so they can be able to check their transactions to what have they been doing. But if you just withdraw cash, sometimes you don't really account for that, and it excludes a lot of people from the economy that we have. And it's really a passion point of ours to drive financial inclusion in the entry segment of our markets and customer base.
So talk to me, the strategic partner, as I mentioned earlier on at the top of the interview, is Pick and Pay. So we, yes, can use this at any Pick and Pay store. Can we use it at Boxer or any of their other stores that are part of the Pick and Pay group? Or only Pick and Pay stores?
Only Pick and Pay.
Okay.
So it's just at the Pick and Pay stores.
And what motivated the partnership with Pick and Pay from a strategic standpoint?
Yeah, if you've observed over the years, we always evolve our partnerships and try and enhance. And a key focus of ours is making sure that we grow our like-minded partnerships, which is aligned with expansion of our program and also bringing in convenience for our customers to have more options in terms of where they can spend. If you, as you know, we do have an existing grocery partner, but this is just an enhancement, yes, to that, to avail more options to our customer base.
How long will the initiative be going on? Is this indefinite? Sorry.
So the valuable impact of the eBucks program has been designed to really offer real help. So right now we are just continuing with the VP into the foreseeable future. We haven't set a timeline to say how long is it, because it is really just an initiative for us to support our customers.
Any other initiatives we should be aware of? I know eBucks, as you rightly say, is always innovating in one way or another.
Yeah, so we've innovated quite a lot in this customer base, also just reflecting and spending time understanding their needs. You can expect a lot of that in the program, a very customer-centric focus in terms of what we reward, the currency that we use. You know that we do have our eBucks currency, but we're enhancing what we use as currency. Bread is a reward right now. We've got vouchers as well. And we've invested a lot already in education. If you are aware, we've got our extra marks value proposition, which supports our entry segment and the rest of the bank as well, with education for kids from grade 1 to grade 12, because we are aware of the South African context in terms of the ratio between the child and the teachers in public schools and the importance of education and support around homework, with most households being female-led. You find parents are working, single parents, and they don't get time to assist kids with homework. We've got that. We also have Udemy, which is then now helping people pivot careers and also have just education in terms of what they'd like to maybe potentially study or be certified in. And we're offering our Udemy courses free to this customer base, and extra marks, wow, is also free. So it's really, we're really investing in education. And as the head of rewards, it's really a passion point of mine. I grew up raised by my gran who couldn't read or write. And I was like the first female at home. So it's really something we're investing in to make sure that we use education to liberate people and drive financial inclusion through education as well.
So, I'm so glad that this is so close to your heart. I can really see the passion that it's been applied to this, and I look forward to hearing about even more initiatives. Just to remind our listeners, particularly if you're just joining us, the voice that you've just heard is of Zambabo Mvungubane. She is the head of eBucks Rewards. eBucks, or at least FNB, has partnered with Pick and Pay to provide this 99 cents bread initiative. In other words, just as a reminder, as of this month, if you are an Easy Pay You or Easy Bundle FNB customer, you can claim a loaf of bread once a week from Pick and Pay at the price of just 99 cents. It was specifically at Pick and Pay stores. Not only are we excited about this, or is the FNB excited about this, but Pick and Pay's own group CEO, Sean Summers, has expressed the excitement and has even said, quote, "Our smart shoppers could even use their points to pay for their 99 cents loaf of weekly bread vouchers from FNB eBucks." So, myriad ways for you to take advantage of this at a particularly important time when consumption is so expensive. Zamabomvu, thank you so much for joining us tonight on Kaya Biz, and all the best with this initiative.
If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.